Assistant Editor Fredrickson looked to be in a bad mood as he knocked on the door of Berger's glass cage at 2 in the afternoon.
"What is it?"
"Well, this is a little embarrassing, but somebody in the newsroom got an email from you."
"From me? So, what does it say?"
He handed her some printouts of emails addressed to Eva Carlson, a 26-year-old temp on the culture pages. According to the headers, the sender was erica.berger@smpost.se. "Darling Eva, I want to caress you and kiss your breasts. I'm hot with excitement and can't control myself. I beg you to reciprocate my feelings. Could we meet? Erica." And then 2 emails on the following days. "Dearest, darling Eva, I beg you not to reject me. I'm crazy with desire. I want to have you naked. I have to have you. I'm going to make you so happy. You'll never regret it. I'm going to kiss every inch of your naked skin, your lovely breasts, and your delicious grotto. Erica." "Eva, why don't you reply? Don't be afraid of me. Don't push me away. You're no innocent. You know what it's all about. I want to have sex with you, and I'm going to reward you handsomely. If you're nice to me, then I'll be nice to you. You've asked for an extension of your temporary job. I have the power to extend it and even make it a full-time position. Let's meet tonight at 9 by my car in the garage. Yours, Erica."
"All right," Berger said. "And now she's wondering if I really sent these to her, is that it?"
Not exactly. I mean, geez.
"Peter, please speak up."
"She sort of halfway believed the first email, although she was surprised by it, but she realized this isn't exactly your style, and then..."
"Then?"
"Well, she thinks it's embarrassing, and doesn't know what to do. Part of it is probably that she's very impressed by you and likes you a lot, as a boss, I mean, so she came to me and asked for my advice."
"And what did you tell her?"
"I said that someone had faked your address, and is obviously harassing her, or possibly both of you. I said I'd talk to you about it."
"Thank you. Could you please ask her to come to my office in 10 minutes?
In the meantime, Berger composed her own email.
"It has come to my attention that an employee of SMP has received a number of emails that appear to come from me. The emails contain vulgar sexual innuendos. I have also received similar emails from a sender who purports to be Central Ed at SMP. No such address exists. I have consulted the head of the IT department, who informs me that it is very easy to fake a sender's address. I don't understand how it's done, but there are sites on the internet where such things can be arranged. I have to draw the conclusion that some sick individual is doing this. I want to know if any other colleagues have received strange emails. If so, I would like them to inform Fredrickson of this immediately. If these unpleasant pranks continue, we will have to consider reporting them to the police. Erica Berger, Editor-in-Chief."
She printed a copy of the email and then pressed send so that the message went out to all employees in the company. At that moment, Eva Carlson knocked on the door.
"Hello, have a seat," Berger said. "Peter told me that you got an email from me."
"Well, I didn't really think it came from you.
30 seconds ago you did get an email from me. I wrote it all by myself and sent it to everyone in the company."
She handed Carlson the printout.
"Okay, I get it," the girl said. "I'm really sorry that somebody decided to target you for this ugly campaign. You don't have to apologize for the actions of some asshole. I just want to make sure that you don't have any lingering suspicions that I had anything to do with these emails. I never believed you sent them."
"Thanks,"
Berger said with a smile. Figueroa spent the afternoon gathering information. She started by ordering passport photographs of Falsen. Then she ran a check in the criminal records and got a hit at once. Lars Falsen, 47 years old and known by the nickname Fallon, had begun his criminal career stealing cars at 17. In the 70s and 80s, he was arrested twice and charged with breaking and entering, burglary, and receiving stolen goods. The first time he was given a light prison sentence, the second time he got 3 years. At that time, he was regarded as up-and-coming in criminal circles and had been questioned as a suspect in 3 other burglaries, one of which was a relatively complicated and widely reported safe-cracking heist at a department store in Västerås. When he got out of prison in 1984, he kept his nose clean, or at least he did not pull any jobs that got him arrested and convicted again. But he had retrained himself to be a locksmith, of all professions, and in 1987 he started his own company, Lars Falsen Lock and Key Service, with an address near Nortull in Stockholm. Identifying the woman who had filmed Mortensen and Falsen proved to be easier than she had anticipated. She simply called Milton Security and explained that she was looking for a female employee she had met a while ago and whose name she had forgotten. She could give a good description of the woman. The switchboard told her that it sounded like Suzanne Linder and put her through. When Linder answered the phone, Figueroa apologised and said she must have dialed the wrong number. The public registry listed 18 Suzanne Linders in Stockholm County, three of them around 35 years old. One lived in Norrtälje, one in Stockholm and one in Nacka. She requisitioned their passport photographs and identified at once the woman she had followed from Bellmansgarten as the Suzanne Linder who lived in Nacka. She set out her day's work in a memo and went in to see Edklinth.